Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 13. Coming up, more matters to go before petty session courts, Ministry of Foreign Affairs to step up CSME sensitization, and Jamaica prepares to observe International Coastal Cleanup Day. The news in detail after this message. Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium, September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2, under the theme, Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more. Now the news. The government is to expand the jurisdiction of the Court of Petty Sessions as part of its backlog reduction strategy. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the ministry will encourage greater use of alternative methods to solve disputes. Mr. Chuck says mechanisms are being strengthened to resolve conflicts at the community level, noting that there is a need to reduce the reprisal culture, which enjoys the support of too many persons in the society. Some of the alternative methods being suggested by the ministry include restorative justice, mediation, and arbitration. Minister Chuck says the use of alternative methods will effectively deal with cases that have been pending for more than 2 years, while proactively reducing the number of matters that come before the courts. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is to step up public sensitization efforts regarding the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME. Undersecretary for Foreign Trade in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Marcia Thomas, says special focus will be placed on the private sector to ensure more local companies can expand their operations within the region.
Public education and awareness on the CSME remains critical in view of the challenges being encountered by Jamaican nationals and companies seeking to take advantage and to benefit from the CSME. As a private sector, you must understand and be comfortable with the CSME arrangements and be able to make full use of the opportunities provided by the CSME.
The focus is part of wider efforts to contribute to the goal of sustained economic growth and job creation for Jamaica. Ms. Thomas was addressing a workshop on the CARICOM Single Market and Economy at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Monday. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has welcomed the establishment of an isolation room at the Pediatric Oncology Department at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI. The project, dubbed Sean's Gift, was undertaken by the Rotary Club of Kingston at a cost of $8 million. It involved the conversion of existing space into a unit to allow for safer induction or initial chemotherapy for children with cancer.
So I want to take the opportunity quickly to congratulate the Rotary Club of Kingston and the University Hospital of the West Indies for their efforts in establishing this new state-of-the-art isolation room. This isolation room, of course, is linked to the oncology department, which specifically targets children suffering from cancer in order to improve the quality of care for those who need it at this facility.
Speaking at the official handover last Friday, Dr. Tufton said the facility will strengthen the capacity of the hospital to provide specialized care to children diagnosed with cancer. And as Jamaica prepares to observe International Coastal Cleanup Day on September 17, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is calling on Jamaicans to practice proper garbage disposal. The agency has partnered with the Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, to lead sanitation efforts on the day. Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deline Powell, says the aim is to accomplish behavior change at the individual level.
Oftentimes, persons believe that it's not their problem when it comes to the management of waste. It's a government problem or it's someone else's issue that they should deal with. But when we look at it at the individual level, if each person makes a conscious effort to better dispose of their waste, then it will help us to alleviate the problem and hopefully see positive results.
Last year, for International Coastal Cleanup Day, Jamaicans collected well over 79,000 pounds of solid waste from 122 miles of coastline. For more information on International Coastal Cleanup Day, visit jamentrust.org or call 960-3693. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.